And do you sound your voice with it? Or how?
You just blow into it.
Oh. Well, now the French harp and the... I don't know. I don't know where I got that juice harp unless it's that thing that you twiddle with your finger.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So. It must be. I can't think of anything else.
Okay, and the things that you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And now talking about parts of a wagon, if you have a wagon and two horses, the wooden piece that comes from the wagon in between the two horses?
That's a tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, then you'll... When you hitch them up, you have to back in between the...
Shafts.
Okay. And now, talking about the wagon wheel. Starting off, in the middle, you have the hub. And then the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
Rim.
Okay, but before that, is the rim the part that touches the ground?
Well, you know, the part that touches the ground is steel.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's made onto this rim, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the rim's made out of wood. I don't...
Uh-huh. I'm thinking of, something... The thing that... I'm thinking about the word valley or fella. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And when you have horses, a horse hitched up to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to.
It goes this
way.
It's not bridle. What is it? I can't think of that now.
What about single or swingle?
Spindle, it ain't that.
Something tree.
Single tree.
Okay.
I never drove one in my life, but I know what that is.
Okay, what if you have two horses, and each one has a single tree? The thing that holds both of these, the thing that both of these are hitched to keep the horses together.
Well, I said we went through the shafts and the...
Each one has a single tree now.
Mm-hmm.
And then both of these single trees are hitched to the...
Not to the tongue.
No.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know that, and I don't believe.
What about double tree or evener, spreader, double single tree?
It could be that double single tree.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
Okay, now if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what? He has a load of wood in his wagon.
You don't mean delivering?
No, I mean just, he's driving along with a load of wood. You'd say he was what wood?
Well...
Would you say hauling wood or drawing wood?
Oh, he would be hauling.
Okay. And suppose there was a log across the road. You might say, I tied a chain around the log and I what it out of the way.
Was it be snaked or? I have heard him say pulling it away, then called snaking it off. But that he would be.
What about using the word drag? You say, I tied a rope around it and I, what?
Drove it out of the way?
You say the word drag.
Oh, drag. I thought you said drive. Well, he would drag it out of the path of the oncoming.
Okay, so you say, yesterday I put a chain around the log and...
Drove it.
Or
pulled it or drove it out of the way.
Or using the word drag.